Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Force Chatter. This is episode number 3 of Force Chatter. Not really 3. It's like our, 100th, 200th, 300th.
It's like our 6,000th thing we've done. It's just...
it's a numbering thing. I was told there'd be no math, so I don't know. So we're here tonight. We have a bit of a guest star with us tonight. We have Carrie joining us tonight. Carrie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing great, Eric. You're doing good.
Doing better than Tim is.
Yeah, it's a little under the weather.
Yeah, you know, we normally joke when somebody's out, we're like, oh, they're lazy or whatever, or like, oh, they're sick, they're dying, blah blah blah. But like, he is in such rough shape today that like, it's not even funny to joke about, which then kind of takes all the fun out of it. So Tim, come on, like, next time, don't make it so bad that we have to feel guilty, because that's not right. That's not fair to us.
There's still jokes you can make though, but you know, it wouldn't be right.
And I am like inside my head, so if that makes up for it.
No, I am too, believe me. Just not publicly.
You guys are terrible.
We really are.
I love you guys.
Horrible. I know, we're horrible. So we are here tonight doing probably a little bit of a short show for Force Chatter, but
maybe
some big news did drop.
Yes.
Yeah, it's you can't really ignore this one. This is, of course, the Gina Carano news that we've been inundated with the last couple of days. We're not going to dive into it too deeply, but we're going to kind of give it, you know, our own spin, I guess you'll say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the cat's out of the bag. Gina Carano, who plays Cara Dune on The Mandalorian, is no longer employed by Lucasfilm. And that's just how they said it, too. No longer employed.
Yeah, they came out with finally... There's been rumblings that Lucasfilm has wanted to cut ties all the way back to the fall, but they didn't really have something that was so severe that it could justify it. And then just this past week, she made a tweet, and then hours later, apparently, Lucasfilm came out with a statement. That was it.
You know what? Joking about the Holocaust is never a good idea.
Nope.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, we thought she was going to be gone back in the fall. I was kind of surprised it didn't happen, because she had made some comments that weren't really in line with what a lot of people wanted to see, I guess. And, you know, there was enough of a groundswell of, I won't say hatred, but, you know, anti-Gina stuff rolling around the internet that I thought they would have got rid of her earlier.
There's also a lot of support for her too, though. So like, let's kind of recap. And I want to make sure that we don't go too far down this rabbit hole. Cause I don't know about you guys. I'm so tired of politics. Like, yes, politics are important, and yes, you should be involved in everything, but the whole environment has become so ridiculously toxic. You can't even talk to another person about what your differences are with politics right now, because it's immediately war. Like, it just immediately jumps to the nuclear option, regardless of what side, regardless of what topic. And that's not how we're supposed to behave, people. Like, if I disagree with you and you disagree with me, that's okay. But let's talk, let's discuss it. And we should be able to walk away being completely at peace with one another. And I can still disagree with you, and you can still disagree with me. You can think I'm crazy, but like, be human beings about it. Like, be civil, be neighborly. We're all here together, whether we like the way things are or not. You know, and so this culture of hatred that we're in right now has got to stop. And I think we're going to get there eventually, but right now we're still kind of in the mix of it. So I don't want to get too mired in the mud here, but we do have to talk about something. So back in the fall, she and a lot of other people, again, from both sides, had a lot of very political statements in their social media. Not a big surprise. Most of Hollywood tends to steer liberal. There are a few people who steer conservative. She is someone who steers conservative. She's also very, 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 very assertive about what she says on social media, which is weird, because when you meet her in real life, she's very subdued. She's very quiet and gentle. And like, every time I watch her in an interview or on a podcast, I'm like, you know, maybe I misinterpreted what she said, or maybe like, I'm just looking at this the wrong way. Cause she seems like such a sweet person. And then I look back at what she posted, and I'm like, no, there's only so many ways to interpret some of this stuff. And some, you know, could be interpreted mm-hmm. different ways. But so there's the political stuff. But there was also an aggressive anti-mask movement. There was some stuff that her explanations and defense were kind of so-so, but there's some things that came across as being anti-LGBTQ.
Wasn't she coming across as anti-vax as well? At one point.
Yeah, but you know, so here's the thing. I also want to be a little bit forgiving on a certain level. On a certain level. Because this last fall, everybody got crazy. Everybody. And people were led to believe things that weren't true. And some people are realizing, okay, wow, I kind of went off the rails there. Let's forgive mm-hmm. people, okay? Again, on both sides. All right, people overreacted and took bad actions on both sides. Let's just dial it back and get back to a point of being civil again, okay? So that's fair. In the anti-vax thing, typically it takes about 10 years to get a vaccine through development and testing and stuff like that. And we did it in one. Now, one argument is we also fast-tracked it. We had more people working on it in more multiple different groups. So the number of man hours still might not be the equivalent of 10 years, but maybe it's like 6 or 7. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's still, it came out really fast. It's okay for people to be a little bit scared of that. And it's okay for people to have a right to know what goes into their bodies and to have a right to make decisions about it. So again, people are coming from both sides so strongly, you have to look at what people are actually saying and what they're actually concerned about. And there are some legitimate concerns. Now, I think those concerns can be addressed. I plan to get a vaccine as soon as I'm able to. But yeah, I was a little worried at first, too, about, you know, this is really fast. But I get it. So the anti-vaccine thing, I'm trying to be flexible on that. I've been trying to give Gina every benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But she really did hit a couple points, especially this week, that just you can't, even the initial post she made this week, without any context, I'm like, okay, well, what is said in that post is accurate. She posted an image of some from back in World War II and some people in a village chasing after someone who was apparently Jewish. And I forget the exact wording, but the text said something along the lines of, the Nazis weren't the only people going around beating the Jews. The Nazis convinced the population in the neighborhoods and stuff to do a lot of their dirty work for them, which is accurate. Like,
it is accurate.
Communities turned in out of fear. I mean, let's face it, but
right.
They turned in their Jewish neighbors and beat them, chased them through the streets and stuff. And I'm looking at them like, oh, okay, well, that's accurate. That's like, yeah, you know, when you have a leader who instills fear in people, he gets the people to do their dirty work for them. And I'm thinking back to January 6th.
Exactly.
And then like, wow, maybe she's like changing her tune. And then she provides context and it's like, no, not at all changing the tune.
Yeah, right.
And so, but even if it were the other side too, whether it's comparing Republicans to the way Jews were persecuted or comparing Democrats to the way Jews were persecuted, you can't... People
there's
attacking
no
you for
there.
Your political beliefs, which is happening simultaneously on both sides, is not the equivalent of racial cleansing that went on in the Holocaust and gas chambers right. and death camps. And like, what is wrong with your head if you think that making that comparison is going to just like that's a legitimate comparison?
It just comes back to one point for me that, you know, if you are, you know, I should say, let me step back a second. Unless you are a top tier actor, you know, unless you are like the A-list of A-lists, you got to be careful about what you say.
I think even if you are top tier, you still have to be careful.
Even if you are.
Well,
you can get away with more.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, some people get away with it more if they have their opinions, not maybe this opinion she has, but you know, some people can do a little more with what their soapbox than others can. But for the most part, you should have somebody else doing your social media for you.
Right.
You know, if you are the kind of person that gets, you know, excitable and you make comments off the cuff, like our president, former president,
former president.
You know, I mean, you should have someone else making those tweets for you or making those posts for you, because you're not able to separate your emotion from what you're trying to say. But
her perspective, I believe, is that she stands by everything she said. I don't think she believes she made a mistake.
True.
And so she would have no interest in having someone else. And here's the thing. You have a right to a voice, people. You do.
Yeah.
You also have to understand that if you are in an industry where you are the product, okay, and in the celebrity industry, that's exactly what it is. As an actor, an actress, mm-hmm. musician, to some extent, authors, though authors can kind of distance themselves a little bit. There are some authors who whose political beliefs and some of the things they've said I disagree with, but I can separate it from their content, and some for whom I can't. But if you are the product, then you have to understand that you are in those roles because you have appeal. You're a skilled actor or actress. People like you. You have a fan base, etc. And so casting agents have an easier time getting you roles because the studios want to cast you. When the studios no longer want to cast you because you've taken that appeal and thrown it away, you're out of a job. Simple as that. And Gina Carano is now not only out of a job, not only did Lucasfilm come out, and we haven't read the statement yet, but they came out and made a statement, but also her casting agency has fired her hours later.
Well, I think this goes back to something that I was thinking about this today. Is like one of my middle school English classes, my teacher had this big sign across one side of the room that said, you can do anything you want as long as you're willing to accept the consequences.
Yeah.
And hopefully we are getting out of this stage as a society, but right now we have been, at least for the last 4 years, in a society where too many people say stuff, do stuff, incite stuff, and then they're like, well, it wasn't my fault. I didn't tell them to do that. Well, actually, you did, but, you know.
Mm. Yeah.
Or you helped.
It's, I mean, everything has consequences. So here on the podcast, we've lost listeners based on things that we've said on shows. I can remember when the Lost finale came out? I actually got death threats because I said I liked the Lost finale. Now, that's not a political thing. But again, if I'm going to get on the air and I'm going to take a stance on something, it's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I have a right to do so. But I have to understand that if people disagree vehemently enough with my opinion, they're going to walk. Now, they didn't cost me a job or anything. But what's that?
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah.
You know, death threats.
Please don't send death threats. I don't need that extra edification and ego boost. please don't actually
really don't need that.
Do that. But yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing. She's not stupid. I mean, she's a smart person.
Mm-hmm.
She's smart. She knew what could happen as a result. And she felt like what she had to say. I do respect the fact that she's being true to herself. Those are her opinions. Those are her beliefs. And she believes very strongly in them. And she didn't cower. She didn't try to pretend she's something she's not.
Mm-hmm.
But she knew that these were potential consequences. I mean, the internet's been talking about it for 4 months. There's no way she didn't know that these are potential consequences.
Right.
And it happened. And there you go. I mean, I hate to say, you know, you made your bed and lay in it, but that's exactly what happened. It's sad that, like, I used to really like Gina Carano.
It sucks. Well, I used to like, you know, Kevin Sorbo, and he turned out to be the worst. So there are people I've blocked on, you know, Twitter that because they've just, I wouldn't say a fan of theirs, but I like their work. But now they just turned out to be the worst people in the world. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, no, I don't want to deal with you right now.
And I think she's
for the most part, this kind of thing, I can let a lot of it go, and I can overlook a lot of things because if I like the product you give me, whether you're a musician or an actor or what have you, And as long as you're not too loud about everything else that I don't agree with, I can put a lot of it out. I mean, I don't have to listen to everything you say, you know, given your stature that, you know, you want to promote whatever it is. Like, you know, we've said this before on the podcast. I mean, Tom Cruise, I'm not a huge fan of his beliefs right. and of his, you know, things he portrays, but his movies. Yeah, I'm all over it. I mean, that's great. Mm-hmm. And I can separate his personal side of things that he does differently from his acting stuff. You know, for the most part, I can do that with a lot of actors, but you know, mm-hmm. something like this, it's like, it's just a bit too.
Yeah. I mean, there's
touchy.
There's,
you know,
scope and there's scale. Right. So if I feel like I'm constantly being preached at, even if it's something that's just kind of on a moderate level, that's annoying. And then there's other times where maybe I don't constantly feel like I'm getting preached to, but what is said is so severe that that's also another level. So, for example, Sean Penn. So, again, I'm trying to be fair on both sides here. Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, doesn't matter. Sean Penn, I cannot handle listening to that guy in interviews or award shows or anything because he's just constantly getting preached at all the time. And whether I agree with what he's saying or not, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, like.
Yeah.
You know, I can go to websites and stuff if I want to look this stuff up. And it's not that I don't care about issues and stuff, because I do. But I already have that aspect of my life that is separate from when I come home and I want entertainment.
Right.
So it's, yeah, I don't like getting preached at. And then separate from that, if there's something that's so egregious, it's hard. And Gina Carano, I still think she, like, to actually interact with her, she's a sweet person. I think her perspective is just very different, and I have a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. It's polarizing. I mean,
that's the key.
Yep.
It has become so polarizing that in an industry that relies on people liking you, you know, we keep talking about, you know, when you go to work every day, your promotions and stuff, it shouldn't be a popularity contest. It should be about how hard you work and et cetera, et cetera. Hollywood is a popularity contest. It is literally mm-hmm. a popularity contest. She lost.
Yeah, but even in even other avenue, I mean, you still have to be likable. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it should be based on merit and how hard you work. But if you're just a jerk,
true,
nobody likes you, you know, you're not going to get that promotion. I mean, you've got to play both sides of the spectrum. And she didn't want to. And now, like you said, I mean, you made your bed, now you're going to lay in it. I mean, unfortunately, that's kind of what it comes down to.
Well, and I think that is something that's been evolving too, because it's, and especially with, you know, the advent of like the Me Too movement, and everything that's come after that, it's become more of a thing where if someone is a complete jerk to work with, that people don't have to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, like I said, you know, freedom of speech does not mean freedom from consequence.
Oh yeah, and that's
so you right. can say what you want. Right. Then
that's what it comes down to.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mediocre Modeler in the chat room of the Mediocre Modeler YouTube channel, which, by the way, dude, I did not expect that color choice on that Mandalorian helmet to look that good. That was awesome. Anyway, said her figures have gone up in price. I'm kicking myself now because I opened up my Black Series Cara Dune figure to put up on display. Mm-hmm. And if I kept it sealed, I'm wondering what the prices are going like right now, because they've got to be through the roof. They've got to be. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you paid her, the figures are probably like crazy.
Well, I mean, I remember a point back in the 90s where, like, the most expensive Star Wars figure was the Han Solo and Carbonite. Like, this figure doesn't even do anything. Why is it so expensive?
Well, yeah. So one thing he said, though, what's crazy is the mindset being, we don't want you in our Star Wars, but we'll make a profit on your blunder. So to be fair, anybody who's here are the people profiting on her blunder. Number one, the toy resellers.
Okay. Yes.
Because the Black Series figures at retail, when they ship them out from the manufacturing, they're the same price.
Mm-hmm.
They're not making extra money based on the eBay markups and stuff. So those are the resellers. And number two, the YouTubers. And we, by the way, are a nonprofit organization, and our YouTube channel is still really small right now, which, by the way, go spread the word. Help us out. But anyway, but there are a lot of YouTubers who are cashing in on this. But right now, Lucasfilm, this is going to hurt them financially. It's not going to help them because they either have to recast, and we'll get back to this in just a minute. They either have to recast the role, drop her entirely. And things did wrap up in such a way that they could just drop Cara Dune entirely, but they were going to give her, they were going to give her an actual spinoff show that was going to have been announced at the investors call. And instead, they kind of did the Rangers of the New Republic thing. And then they were starting to shift it, and she might be included in that, but wasn't going to be the lead character. And now, you know, now it's a whole moot point. But it's not something that's going to benefit Lucasfilm in any way. They're not going to be able to monetize this. Fetmatic in the chat room said even pre-orders were canceled, which I mean, I guess I'm not going
to
get more.
That might be why they were so hesitant to fully drop her, because knowing the kind of money that's going to cost to go through auditions again, try to figure out what they are going to do with the character, if they're going to do anything with the character, or if they're just going to have her die off screen somewhere.
Or maybe just
she went.
They don't have to revisit the planet, or
she flew into the maw, and that's it.
I mean, if he goes, so if the story, and we're assuming everybody's caught up on The Mandalorian, okay, through season two, if they head out toward Mandalore, like, I mean, everybody just kind of rode off into the sunset at the end of season two, right? There's no indication that she has to be seen again. So they don't have to kill her off and explain her or anything. They can literally proceed forward with no explanation at this point. And it, storytelling wise, it wouldn't break anything. But to that point, Lucasfilm, I think they really needed to wait until there was something that was so egregious they couldn't ignore it. Because another thing is, she has a massive fan following online that is like rallying behind her right now. You have to keep in mind, even if I consider myself politically a moderate, and again, we're trying really hard not to get into politics here, but going back to the example of Hollywood as an industry being primarily liberal with some conservatives, the fan base out there is still, we'll just call it 50-50 down the middle. So while there have been people screaming for her to be fired, there are people screaming saying, what are you doing? And to keep her. So right now, we're right back in the midst of the fan community. Now, you know, we don't have a good measure of the proportions of you know, how people are reacting, but I'll just say that there are very large YouTube channels that are very vocal and are getting a lot of attention, and like people on both sides playing the keyword algorithm game really well with YouTube. And we're still, for all of the work The Mandalorian did to unify the fan base to some extent, you can throw that right out the window. I mean, let's hope the Book of Boba Fett does well.
Brings us back.
Yeah, so Tim Morrison and Ming-Na Wen, please just don't say anything to anybody ever about anything, just in case.
Well, Ming-Na Wen, at least on social media, is awesome.
Yeah, I'm not, I say that in jest. Neither of them.
I know. But I mean, it's kind of sad because, you know, for every Gina Carano, we have a Ming-Na Wen, a Mark Hamill, all these other, like, Bryce Dallas Howard. She's awesome on Twitter. And when she and her dad start going back and forth on Twitter, it's
funny. Oh, that's
going
to be funny.
It's so cute.
I don't do Twitter. I don't miss it. Like I miss, there's that whole fear of missing out thing. And for the first year or two that I got off of Twitter, I felt like I wanted to be on Twitter. I wanted to get it, but I spent so much time. The signal to noise ratio was so bad. You had to sift through so much to get anything meaningful. And then you just got these little snippets of conversations back and forth. And I know they changed that. You can make longer posts, but I don't miss it. And Facebook is kind of the same way. I keep thinking, I'll get away from like the friend stuff and I'll get into pages and groups and like, you know, the website, the branding side of Facebook. And I have issues with Facebook as a company. Even though I love my Oculus Quest, I wish Facebook didn't own them, but I'm just so, I don't miss social media. Like our Discord server, I hope that we can expand it someday. I would love for the community to get bigger, and I'm on some other Discord servers and stuff. But to me, that sort of social media where it's a community that have shared interests that are directly communicating in conversations back and forth with one another, instead of people just getting into a big giant stadium and barking as loud as they can all at the same time. Like this cacophony of noise that has become social media. I don't miss it. So I rely on people like Carrie to tell me, you know, hey, this is blowing up on Twitter.
And I'm not even nearly as plugged in as, say, Lizzie.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
I don't know. And I'll be honest. Listen, and Tim kind of feels the same way. Lou, you're kind of the same way. Our lack of a presence on social media is a reason why Random Chatter as a network is not bigger than it is. It's why it's not as big as the Forcecast was when we were on the Forcecast and we had people handling our social media and stuff. We could be bigger. We could be, you know, raking in the donations and advertising and stuff like that. But I would rather focus on the content we do than going out and spending like 4 or 5 hours a day trying to, I don't want to use those words, but basically like shilling ourselves out on social media to try to get attention, you know, and that's fine. We should be doing it in theory. It's just, I'd rather just record stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Didn't mean to get up on a soapbox there, but
it's fine. I've had a couple of soapboxes this week. So you're welcome to,
yeah. It's been a rough week. So I guess we never read the Lucasfilm statement here. Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm, and there are no plans for her to be in the future. Nevertheless, her social media posts denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable.
Yep.
So there you go.
This is it all.
That's the last nail in the coffin, and
you know, and the funny thing is, the whole time, you know, like I said before, I thought we were going to see her get canned in the fall of last year, and that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, from my point of view, it's like if she just kept her mouth shut at that point, I mean, regardless of what your own thoughts are, you may have your own thoughts, and you don't have to, you know, come out and talk about them. You can keep them to yourselves and still have a job.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It just, to me, it was, you know, she could still have her own thoughts and still do her own things and not be the public megaphone she wants to have and be fine.
Even like if it's that important to you to use your platform to express yourself. I have all kinds of thoughts that I don't express to people.
Yeah.
And some of them it's because they don't matter. Like I hate mint chocolate chip ice cream. I mean, nobody cares about whether I like mint chocolate chip.
Can we drop him from the call?
Oh my gosh, you're one of those people. Yeah. But like the important things in life, that's, you know, maybe that matters. But here's my thing. There were probably 1,000 different ways she could have expressed her feelings on that were not aggressive, that would not be, you know, insulting, not comparing the Holocaust to what she's going through. Like there's a level at which you can communicate what it is you're trying to say without going straight for the nuclear option. I wish she'd done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a problem with any celebrity that uses their celebrity status as a soapbox to get their own points across. Primarily because, you know, you didn't get to that point doing that, or, you know, you didn't get there because we wanted to hear your thoughts on whatever political topic of the day it is. I like you because I like your acting, or I like your singing, or I like your writing. I could care less about everything else. I mean, back in the 90s, it was really hard for me going to Guns N' Roses concerts, because every concert turned into Axl Rose on a soapbox for 20 minutes in the middle of the concert talking about whatever his beef was that year. And I'm like, I want to hear you sing songs. I don't care about your views on whatever, yeah. You know? And it's like,
I think it's a bit of a double-edged sword, because, you know, there are plenty of people that I follow who are very heavily into human rights and equal rights, mm-hmm. and will voice that on every media platform they have. But when you, I think it comes down to, you know, as you know, the line from Bambi, you know, if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
I don't even remember Bambi. Like, I remember
it was one of the first movies I ever saw.
I remember the mother died. Spoiler. And, you know, Thumper, and the rest of the movie was just like, meh. But like, to your point though, Lou, and to your point, Carrie, like combining those two, if you have something you believe, you truly believe is important to the culture, the society, and you have people who will listen, I don't have a problem with you saying that. It can get preachy, again, on either side. And if you show up for an entertainment event and instead it becomes a political event, I would be very annoyed too. But to be fair, people have been doing that since the dawn of time, since, mm-hmm. you know, my parents' generation, even since your generation, Lou, from back when you were. Yeah, no, really, they have though. So it's not like this is new. It's just that social media has just made it explosive and all over the place. And then over the last few years, the rhetoric, again, on both sides, has been more and more and more toxic and explosive and, mm-hmm. and filled of vitriol. And, you know, again, we can't just have civil discourse anymore. Everything has to be a war all the time, and it's ridiculous.
Yep.
And all of this stuff with Gina Carano, she could have said anything she wanted. And the people speaking back to her could have said anything they wanted, and we could have kept it like nice and peaceful. And not just Gina. I mean, we're using an example mm-hmm. of her because she just got fired and it's newsworthy, but there have been lots of other mm-hmm. examples too. You know, we could have just kept it civil and had conversations, and sure. you know, every now and then yeah. someone might get snarky or sarcastic and it gets a little bit out of hand, and then we dial it back in again. But that's not where we're at right now. So
right. Mm-hmm. So aside from the whole political aspect uh-huh. of this, you know, Gina Carano is gone, whatever. What do we do about Cara Dune? I mean, what are your thoughts on this? I mean,
that's a good question.
So, Carrie, what do you think we should do with Cara Dune's character?
Well, okay, so it's hard because I think Star Wars has enough awesome female characters in universe now, where we could, in theory, write her out, and it would be fine. Mm-hmm. I think that much like with the whole Black Panther thing, the fact that we are not recasting as important of a character as T'Challa is sad in one respect. I completely understand why they're not doing it. And I support them not doing it, but at the same time, you know, it's a very important character in the grand scheme of, you know, the universe and diversity mm-hmm. and all that. So yeah, you would ideally want to keep T'Challa around if you could.
You don't have something with that much of a voice as a character and then choose to not use them anymore.
Exactly. I think Cara Dune as a character who is not only, we have plenty of strong female characters in Star Wars now.
Yeah.
But we don't have a lot of characters so far who are, you know, commandos or, you know, shock troopers and stuff like that. Like the tanks really of the army. That's pretty much what she is. You know, I mean, I'm not big enough to be a tank, but I've played one on TV or something like that. So I think if they could figure out a way to recast her, I would have no problem with it. I've seen a couple of names floated around with like, yeah, that would work. That would work. That would work. Like I said, she tries to do the Kessel Run in 9 parsecs and gets eaten by the Maw. That would be fine too. Mm-hmm. I've seen suggestions that this would be a good way to open the door to let Aiden Versio and the characters from Battlefront 2 into a live action series. I would not be opposed to that either. We will have to see what they decide to do. Yeah.
I agree with some of that. I think even when you have the quote badass female character in an action series, she still always fits a stereotype. She's still either always a sharp shooter or always a martial artist. There's never that that kind of thug physicality. I don't know what other term to use other than thug, melee combatant that is just physically powerful as opposed to super agile and, you know, cat-like reflexes and all that kind of stuff. Like, this is something that breaks the stereotype that we've seen so many times. And the character herself is really interesting. And so if there is a way to recast her effectively, I would prefer going that route. I like the character. I like what the character represents. And I would like to see more of the character if we can find a feasible way to have that done. If it can't be done, I don't want to see anything else. I don't want to see her explained away. I don't want to hear how she died. There's no reason to. Like, they're off on a different planet. She's still hanging out back in her little town being the marshal. There doesn't need to be any further explanation. The chapter has ended. We're about to start a new chapter with new stories, new characters, new locations. We don't, there's no need to ever go back to her or explain anything. It doesn't need to be done. Well, she and other characters aren't relevant unless they happen to show up again in another story. Like the alien guy played by Horatio Sands. I forget the character's name.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
You know, they're not going to explain whether he died or not or what happened or did he retire and get a farm somewhere. No, they're not going to explain it because it doesn't matter to the next chapter of the story.
Right.
That's fine with Cara Dune too.
There's no reason to explain where her character is unless they go back to Navarro for some reason. And that could also be explained away.
I would like to see her recast though, if we can. And the Aiden Versio thing, I like that idea too, but we can already still also do that. Like, it doesn't have to be an either or thing.
Yeah.
Well, the other thought that just crossed my brain is that, you know, we have so few Alderaanians left in the galaxy. Mm-hmm. Do we really want to kill off one more?
There's that too. That's another good point.
Yeah, but you know, what's one more Alderaanian?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hey.
You know, I see it both ways from you guys, and I could, I guess I'm siding more towards the fact of let the character go, and bring in somebody new and interesting, a new character, new and interesting.
Yeah.
I really don't want to see it recast because to me that, I don't know, it just smacks of what's the right word I'm looking for? You know, sometimes we recast, sometimes we don't. And I think there's been a lot of vocal people out there in the internet about not recasting for certain things. And I'm like, well, then why would you recast for anything, really? I mean, for
some people it can kind of break the fourth like wall a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, you know. But like you said, I mean, her character's role in this story is kind of done. We don't really need her around anymore. Not like we have, oh, what was that thing she was doing with the other guy in the other place? No, it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. You know, we could go back and visit that if we had the Cara Dune show.
But that's the thing.
But we're not.
Story's done in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
She had a lot of potential for Rangers of the New Republic.
Mm-hmm.
I would be okay bringing that character back. Again, I like that character. It was a cleverly designed, interesting, deep character. And I would like to see that character again, because otherwise all that stuff gets thrown out. Like you said, the Alderaanians, you don't see very many of them. And the thing about female combat stereotypes and stuff, like there's all of these reasons where I like this character. And if we can find a way to recast her, I'm all for it. If we can't, that's fine too. Recasting is so tricky. And it's so hard to land recasting correctly, which is why it's typically avoided. But the chat room here, it seems like a two-thirds split at the moment. About two-thirds of people are like, no. And a third are like, eh.
Well, this also could be a reason to bring in some other, you know, female shock troopers. I mean, she can't be the only one, right?
Yeah.
No.
But then it's also a little bit on the nose, too, because then it's like, oh, well...
True.
What happened to the other female shock trooper we had? So it kind of triggers that questioning of, well, we already had one. Why do we need a different one? But you're right. Like there should be more. Nothing.
It's got to be a mix.
Yeah, like there's no good. The only safe option for Lucasfilm is her story's done. Mm-hmm. That's the only safe option.
And, you know, so you guys kind of swayed me in one respect. I'll say this: if her story's done in The Mandalorian, we don't need her there anymore, let's just move on. If you want to reuse the character in something else, like...
I know where you're going with
Rangers
this.
Rangers of the New Republic, then recast and make it totally separate.
Oh, well, that's it's not where different, you're going.
You know, okay, no, to me, that is a whole separate thing. You could do that without having to be part of The Mandalorian and have that issue of, it's a different character seen on screen with the same people. It doesn't. To me, it doesn't work. Putting her in a whole new situation... I'm good with that. I can divorce myself of the two things and say, okay, she's a different actor playing the same character in another show.
Yeah, it is a little easier that way. I thought you were going to say books and comics.
Yeah, no.
You do that too.
Yeah,
you could.
You could alter her face in comic art and just enough just leave it.
I don't care. Sure, like, still, Gina Carano is still not involved. And they own the likeness of the character. Lucasfilm owns the likeness of the character. Just keep that. That's fine. I still see the character when I look at the character. So now, speaking of comics, we do have one other bit
I was just going to say, speaking of comics.
We do have good news today, barely.
All right.
Just came in under the radar.
Which is?
Apparently, there might be, maybe, a Boba Fett comic coming. And people are
I like this cover.
People are speculating that it could be set in the Mandalorian time period. I'm going to throw some water on that fire, though, and say that it might not be. So what happened is StarWars.com posted an image that appears to be it's got the Marvel logo right on it, and the shape makes it look like it's a cover for a comic book. And it's this big old shot, just full body shot of Boba Fett holding a blaster pistol. And this big, a spear, not like a single spear like what we saw in The Mandalorian. This is not the same as what Din Djarin was carrying around.
It's not a gaffy stick.
What's that?
It's not the gaffy stick.
It's not a gaffy stick. It's not like a spear. It's almost like, it's not really like a trident, but it's like a pole arm that has this big, sharp, blade-like appendage.
It's like a halberd.
It's like a what?
It's like a halberd, maybe.
Okay.
The catch is, and then down at the bottom, it's got text, Boba Fett, nowhere to hide. The catch is, it's hard to tell which era of Boba Fett this is. So he is in black and white. There's some red accents behind him. So you don't get the coloration of the armor to tell whether it's like the new paint job or the old paint job. The only thing I can say, he doesn't have kind of like the turtleneck looking thing that the new armor does. To me, it looks a lot like the old armor.
Yeah. I'm not at all caught up with the comics. Aren't they mostly concentrated on the time period between Empire and Jedi right now?
Yeah, they've been...
So that might be what this is from.
I'm guessing that that's probably what we're looking at. I would really like... I got all excited and I'm thinking, this is great that they're going to start expanding the Mandalorian... time frame, the era that's been doing so well. Yeah, let's get some comic books in there, because we're all comic booked out of the Rebellion era, frankly. Like, keep doing them there too, but also, I mean, there's all this other timeline stuff in Star Wars. Do some prequel comics, do some sequel comics, do some Mandalorian era comics. Mm-hmm. We've got High Republic era comics, you know? Yep. So I was kind of excited that this might be in the Mandalorian time frame, but and a lot of people believe it is. I don't think it is. Looking at the armor, I don't know. Again, mediocre modelers here in the chat room, and I know he pays close attention to armor stuff. I'd be curious on his take, but I don't think that it's. I don't think it's the new version, which is okay. I mean, you know, if it's a good story, who cares?
Exactly.
It's all good. I'm not complaining. I just got excited for one thing, and it looks like maybe it's not that thing, but that's okay. But that's all we've got this week. Like, it was kind of a slow news week, and yet not at all. Like, the complete opposite of a slow news week. But,
well, it was only one thing, but
it was one thing. Boy, that was a big,
was it a doozy. Loud thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's it. Anything else you guys got?
No, I think I'm good.
New patch for SWTOR drops tomorrow.
Yeah, just like a maintenance patch, or is it a big thing?
Yeah. No, just a maintenance patch. Yeah. Hopefully that means I can finally finish Spirit of Vengeance, because hopefully that means they've nerfed the last boss. And enough so that it's, you know, well, they've already nerfed all the bosses on the Flashpoint. It's just that the last boss has these adds, and the second round of adds seriously need to be nerfed.
Yeah.
So that they're, you know, commensurate with their actual, you know, difficulty level, and don't just kill you in one shot.
Okay.
that's tough. Yeah.
Because that's crap.
The chat room is asking, do we get to keep Carrie? No. Dude, we fired Carrie twice before the show even started.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we forgot to tell you. Yeah, Carrie, you're fired.
They fired me for being prepared.
That's true. And we also fired Lou for being unprepared.
Yeah.
So
that's nothing new.
But seriously, though, Carrie is on various different shows on the network, and I know I'm going to forget one here, so bear with me. But we've got DC Talk, where we cover the DC Universe stuff. We've got Caped Chronicles, where we cover superhero movies and such, like, in primarily in production order, right?
Yeah, primarily. Yeah, we just dropped Captain America the first time.
Okay, good. So we're solidly into the Marvel era, MCU era. So
We're solidly into the last decade.
Okay, I remember that the growing pains of all of the early 1978 Superman movies we had to cover. Oh my gosh, that was painful. But yeah, Caped Chronicles. We've got Enter the Dojo, covering Cobra Kai on Netflix.
We're starting with Cobra Kai, and then we're going to move into other martial arts movies, shows. I think we've kicked around the idea of doing Enter the Dragon once we're done discussing Cobra Kai for a bit, and then I can get off. Then I can get off my soapbox about the issue. I like Cobra Kai as a series, but I have to put my martial artist hat aside and say, no,
it's Hollywood. Are you going to do Mortal Kombat?
I think we've been discussing Mortal Kombat.
Are you
going to
do Street Fighter?
Oh, good Lord.
Are you going to do Street Fighter?
Oh, good Lord.
Street Fighter 2, the animated series? The animated one? Sure. We can do that one.
No, I meant...
You gotta start with Bloodsport.
The Van Damme one.
Oh,
Bloodsport's
maybe
better than Street Fighter, Lou. The Street Fighter movie was like the Super Mario movie of martial arts. It was like bad. Anyway, okay. So, any other shows you're on, Carrie? Did I miss anything?
I'm also on the Sci-Fi Pubcast, which is not a random chatter show, but we discuss. We drop at least once a month, sometimes twice a month, depending on our schedules. We just discuss sci-fi in a quasi bar setting. We just dropped an episode on Babylon 5 because
I love Babylon 5.
In celebration of it streaming on HBO Max now.
Best series finale ever. You guys can shout MASH at me all you want, but I'm telling you, Sleeping in Light, best finale ever. You still doing that with Derek and Joel?
Yeah.
Good. Tell them I said hi.
Yeah, I will.
Cool.
I will. Occasionally, we have a fourth. His name is Randall Graham. He's off the road before life.
Okay.
which I am obligated to drink when I say that.
Well, don't yet. We still have two episodes of Random Chitter. Oh, there she goes. Okay. All right. And then also you help administer our website and Discord and stuff like that for the network. So Carrie is all over the place. But no, she's not replacing anybody at Force Chatter. It's just Tom couldn't make it. Tim is in a lot of pain. And the more jokes we make, the more pain he'll be in. So.
And plus, full disclosure, Mike and I are usually recording when these guys are recording. So
yeah, this is a Monday night. We normally do Sundays.
Until someone could, you know, get me either a TARDIS or a Time Turner and then figure out a way for me to have this computer and be in two places at the same time at once, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, we'll work on that. Yeah. My TARDIS is in the shop, so... Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Force Chatter. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. And part of me wants to say, hey, join our Discord server at randomchatter.com/discord and hop into the Force Chatter channel and let us know what you think of the whole Gina Carano thing. But honestly, like, I'm just so sad about the whole thing. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Like, we had to cover it because it's newsworthy and it's like massive. But man, mm-hmm. I think I'm walking away from this whole situation just sad. Like, sadness is how I define this whole thing. But anyway, that aside, we do have lots of other happier conversations going on in our Discord server about a ton of different topics, not just Star Wars. So please go to randomchatter.com/discord, join the community there. We would love to have you. Also, if you're listening to the audio podcast, be sure to go to randomchatter.com/YouTube, hit that subscribe button, and hopefully also maybe the like button, you know, if you're feeling a little generous, that'd be kind of nice. And feel free to leave comments there if you'd like. And if you're watching this on YouTube, stick around for some more videos. And that's it. We are off to record Random Chatter. We will see you guys again in a week. Take care, everybody.